Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. Questions without notice. For Aussies living life on the go, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected.
Tim, you was tough, brilliant footballer in your day. Have a good day. There you go. There's a nice message for you.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Well, you were brilliant.
No, I don't know about that. Can you ask Gary if he's had his teeth done? They look.
What?
Hang on, have a listen to this. They look straighter and
what are you talking about?
Whiter than normal. That's from Toff out there in Roval.
No.
Have you had some? Well, I haven't noticed it.
What do you think?
No, I don't think you have.
No, I haven't.
They look good, but I think it's because you had
new
the fake tan. No, you had the fake tan on.
I had a heavier bronzer. Mark is in Sydney. I think he's been waiting for a while. Are you there, Marco?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we going?
Well, we're good for a Tuesday. Thanks.
Oh, I've loved being on hold and listening to the conversation, but I want to give an absolute shout-out to this round of AFL. It's almost like match-up round.
Right.
I can't think of a round that the top three on the ladder, after round five, all go in as underdogs. You look at the round this week and you tell me who your certainty is, because I can't pick one.
All right, I'll read them out for everyone, Marco, because they may not be aware that this is going to be the Super Round. Thursday, we've got the Saints and the Dogs. No, Tim, that's a great game. Adelaide and Essendon's a great game.
Yep.
Collingwood and Port at the G.
That's a beauty.
Carlton and the Giants.
That's a ripper.
Lions and the Cats.
Smashing.
The Derby over in Western Australia.
Great.
Swans and Suns.
Unbelievable.
And then the two the winless teams go. That is
Mark's onto something. Give him a prize.
You.
Give him a prize, will you?
You got a Signet Boost power bank, Marco. Is that what we're giving away? What do you want? And you'll be in the mix for
call of the week.
Don't worry about that.
Of course you will.
Because we're in the Koga Mobile Studios right now. You can cover to 120 gigs, $120 across 12 months. Kogan.com, clicking awesome.
I've got a question for you.
Questions without notice.
The Pipe reckons that the game is being robbed of a lot of the excitement and what fans go to the football to watch. And that is the celebration of a goal, because now it's almost...
Celebration?
The celebration for the fans to be able to applaud a goal, because all of a sudden there's this, wait a minute, we're going to a review.
Hold.
I think he's onto something. I actually think he's onto something. And I think Josh Marnie, I see the AFL, he made a statement yesterday along the lines of, yes, we're looking at it the way that we're adjudicating at the moment.
Who said that?
That was Josh Marnie from the AFL. So I think there may be some subtle changes applied to this.
There's no doubt.
Do you agree?
Oh, there'd be no doubt they're looking at it. I still think the players are still celebrating. Speaking of celebrations, did you see the Chief after he kicked his 100th goal last night?
Yeah, he was all over it, wasn't he?
Yeah, just walks back to the goal square.
But that was the way. That's the way that he played. He wasn't a big celebrator, the Chief, ever.
No,
ever.
He wasn't. But for 100, maybe just a little hand in the air.
Yeah, but he explained why.
Yes, he did.
And that was that they needed to win that game to play off in the finals.
No, I didn't buckle the Chiefs for it. That was the Duke.
That was Earl Spalding.
Yep.
He was a great player, wasn't he?
Earl Spalding.
No. It's really nice. No. Well, he was good too. But this whole sort of Hall of Fame thing, or, you know, like going back and looking at the careers of some of those that have played before, it's a great exercise because it just reminds you of how good these people were. You see the name, and you made the point last night, there'd be a lot of young people that watch After the Bounce who'd be just thinking, okay, well, he's a TV presenter.
That's right.
Have no idea that the greatness produced.
I actually did my homework yesterday. He was the fastest player ever to kick 700. He was fastest to 800, fastest to 900, and the fastest to 1,000.
Like, is that right?
Yeah. Of all those great, he's one of the greatest, but of Plugger and Coventry and everyone else, he kicked 100 goals six times. He kicked 10 goals plus 16 times.
Oh.
He had five lots of 10. Five bags of 11, four bags of 12. He kicked a 14 and then the famous 17 against the Tigers. And just as I was flicking through it, round one, 1990, they're playing Geelong in 1990, round one. I don't know what the score was at three-quarter time, but in the fourth quarter, he kicked seven goals.
He kicked seven goals in the final quarter.
He kicked seven in the fourth quarter against Geelong in round one of 1990.
He would have been, you know how he said yesterday, and it was very modest.
He's a lot of things. He's a great person. He's a very humble man.
Yeah. And when he said that he wasn't suited to play modern day football, he would have adjusted.
He would have, yeah.
As if there wouldn't be a team out there that couldn't find a spot for Jason Dunstall in this.
I was staggered when he told us that he hit 110 kilos.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that either.
So he clearly.
That's a big man.
Well, what he was saying is that there was none of that run up and down the ground stuff. He was the fastest player over 20 metres at the club, basically, and the strongest. And so that's what he played to. He played to his strengths.
Mm.
He couldn't move him off the footy.
No, that's true. That's true. But he was powerful and he was quick. I didn't realise how quick it... I'm just saying, I didn't realise how quick he was until he spoke about the fact that he was one of the quickest there at Hawthorn during his playing days.
Alistair Lynch reckons that he was... like, Alistair Lynch was a massive man and a quick man. Mm. And he just said, never seen anything like it. So, anyway, we're loving that we're celebrating him now. But the 17 goals he kicked against Richmond, there's a lot of people earlier on this morning were saying they're at that game. I don't know if this is true. I should have asked him whether it's apocryphal or not. They reckon he chased, it was late in the game. So you can imagine what's happening. So Fred Fanning's got the record, 18.
Yep.
He's kicked 17. You would just stay in the goal square, wouldn't you? Like, it doesn't matter. They reckon he chased his man down the ground and ended up on the half-back flank late in the game. When if you were there and if you can remember or if Ben Dixon's listening or someone, I don't know if that's true or not, but that would sum him up pretty well, I'd reckon.
How rude. You want listeners to ring in and then you snore through it. I thought he had a good point. It is a super round of football coming up. That's like a long-standing joke.
It's a bit of a joke. But it's not joke. Being disrespectful.
No, it's not. It's not intended to be disrespectful. But any time we do start talking about seating or we talk about fixturing.
That's right. We're not a fixture.
It's a long-term
outfit. But anyway, we won't be disrespectful. We'll take some break for some news headlines. Questions without notice all the way through until 9 o'clock when Jared Waitley's going to wander in and you can celebrate the Chief with us. Or anything, really, that's on your mind.
Two new segments. We already introduced one earlier this morning called Guru Gary, where you told us about getting off the treadmill. That's going to be a
treadmill of life. Yeah.
Once a week, you're going to be doing the Guru.
Go through the botanical gardens, not around it.
That's it. That's Guru with a double R. Yeah. And there's Gary Nerd. We're just going to trial this now. You've been flicking through.
There's a book, our book, the Bible. Which
the Footy Bible.
Published here, AFL Record 2024. It's got all the...
have you found?
Well, some days when you've got nothing to do, you pick it up and look at it. Yeah, when Fred Fanning kicked his 18, 18 goals won.
Right. That's accurate, isn't it?
And then Tommy Allen, who played for Richmond in round 14 against North Melbourne. Wasn't a bad game.
What year?
1949.
Yeah.
Tommy kicked no goals, 11. Tommy didn't have a good day.
Well, I would have been boggy, though.
Stuart Spencer.
Where was that played? What ground was that played at?
Didn't say. It doesn't say.
It might have been a windy day, too.
More recent time. Try and find the most recent.
Find something that's happened in the last 50 years.
Well, no, this is what Nerd Gary does. Stuart Spencer kicked he goes no 10. Justin Longmuir kicks no goals, 7.
All right. We need some feedback. Is Nerd Gary worth pursuing?
That's interesting. 9 goals, 11 from Tommy. That's disrespectful, Tim. Hey, Nick Larkey plays game number 100 this week. His win-loss record, he's won 20 games out of 99, so 20%, say.
Mm. You
know what Joel Selwood's win-loss record was in his first 100?
Well, he's the nerd again. popped up again.
I did this one on my own. 85.
85% winning record in his first 100 games.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So does that mean that he won 85 of his first 100 games?
See, you left school when you were 11, but you could still
work that out. Sharp as a bowling ball.
So Nick Larkey, he's a good player, Nick Larkey. He's a damn good player.
He's a very good player.
To be an All-Australian and he's one of our favorites in that too. Side last year is unbelievable.
How often do you clip your fingernails?
I bite my finger.
No, you don't, do you?
Yeah,
That's a filthy habit.
Well, I'm sorry. I've been doing it since I was 4.
Yeah, I know, but how old are you now?
I can't stop it.
How old is Nerd Gary?
It's a habit, Tim.
Yes, you can break a habit.
No, I can't. I remember Mum took me to the doctors when I was a youngster because I just used to gnaw at them, and
all the way back to the skin. Did you make them bleed?
Yeah, all the time,
Gary.
And sometimes
you need to get help for this.
No, this is boring. Oh, no, I like Gary Nerd. Yes, for Nerd Gary.
They want more.
More nerds.
They want more Nerd Gary.
Okay, I'll get the book out. You ask me a question.
Okay. I have got a question here for you. Is it possible to get concussion without getting a knock to the head?
Well,
that's a medical question, but you're a medical person.
Yeah, I do all the medical stuff on this show up to the shoulders.
What's that?
I don't go above the shoulders.
With what?
With my medical stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have to
defer to me because
I can't defer to you.
I spoke to a medical expert yesterday.
Right.
And he was telling me that it is because your brain can rattle around in your head without direct impact. So Libba did suffer a couple of really heavy knocks, which could have been and could have resulted in a concussion, even though he wasn't hit directly on the head.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, if he has to miss a game, it's just a game. It's a game of footy. I know our man Johnny Brown was fired up about it. The more I thought about it, I thought, hang on, it's just a game. If he has to miss one because you're erring on the side, Brownie said he'd be outraged.
I saw
But that's our mentality of years gone by, right?
Right.
You never miss.
No.
But if you collapsed like he did, then you're erring on the side of caution. Who cares?
Come on, Whispers, you're better than that. If you want to know why so many listeners prefer the Monday and Friday shows, your snoring to callers is evidence right there.
Well, that's not
true.
Well,
Pete, we need to take that on board.
You've got to take... Nerd Gary will give you the stats.
Have you got the stats?
On the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We've got two breaks away. That's what Nerd Gary's forgotten to do.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us. Great to have you with us. It must have been something about last night. Brett from Bunyip thinks that I've had some work on the forehead.
Have you?
No, nothing that I know of.
You had everything going last night, the teeth, the forehead and the tan. Is Nerd Gary back?
Yep, I got another one.
What do you got for us, Nerdy?
Coaches who have produced coaches, right?
Yep.
You must have coached for a minimum of 200 games. Who do you think, you wouldn't know the leader. Dan Minogue.
Yep, Richmond.
Hawthorn, Carlton, St Kilda and Fitzroy.
He coached those four teams?
Yep, he did.
Right.
272 as a non-playing coach, 95 as a player, 367 games he coached. He coached 378 players. You know how many went on to coach?
Have a guess. How many?
Went on to coach.
No.
28.
Wow.
And do you know?
His messaging must have been on point.
Chris Scott, Damien Hardwick and Ken Hinckley have coached 200 plus games but have not produced a senior coach.
That's interesting too.
Nerd Gary.
Gee whiz.
Well, there you go.
You're fired up now.
Yeah.
5013, whoever number ends in those numerals. I think you're right. I think Monday and Friday would be a much better footy program than the one that we put together. Yes, I accept that.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Of course it would be.
No, we don't do as much footy as those boys, and that's for a good reason. So we're a Tuesday to Thursday operation. We don't go as deep and as heavy, but I think we go a bit broader.
We try to. Anyway, we try and provide a different type of program. But no doubt in my mind, if you wanted to get more football and a better football analysis, I'd be listening to a Monday and a Friday show too.
Well, that's debatable too. Anyway, you know that hotel you're staying at up in Queensland?
Yep.
What's it called?
Oh, I thought it was pronounced the Carlisle.
Carlisle.
Carlisle, is it?
The Carlisle Hotel.
Okay, what about it?
And it's very exy. No, I'm just getting the pronunciation right because I don't want you to rock in there and say hi, and get to the Uber driver and say, take me to the car.
Right, okay. Heather's in Fern Tree Gully. Good morning, Heather.
Hi, guys. I just want to say, firstly, I think what's ruining the game is to have to bring in what they did a few years ago. If you kick backwards, it's play on. Because it was so boring watching Essendon beat us the other night, and Port Adelaide, I think, did it the other night too. They kick back, kick back, kicking back, keepings off. And you're sitting there thinking, is this keepings off or is this AFL? It was just the most boring thing.
Yeah.
And if they say kick backwards, play on, and then it doesn't slow the game down. So, and also the next thing is that I heard David King say the other day, with regards to concussion, that there is a mouth guard now that the AFL could afford to give to every person playing AFL that measures if you've had any impact to your brain. So it just seems ludicrous that they don't bring that in if there's something that could save lives.
Yeah, I think that's to be subsidised throughout the junior and suburban country leagues, Heather, and I've got no question that it'll be available to the players. Thanks for calling through too. I saw some players that don't wear mouth guards at all.
Yeah, I did too. That's most unusual in this day and age.
Yeah.
I thought everybody wore a mouth guard. I think you need to fire up a little bit more with your footy stuff Tuesday.
I just read the rest of 013's message. He's a tool. So he's going into the... or she. You didn't read the whole message out.
I didn't want to read the whole message.
He's going in the file.
I didn't want to read the whole message
out. He's getting no support either. So away you go, 013. Scotty's in Cooler Downs. G'day, Scotty.
I didn't want to read the whole
message. That's a good follow-up on that, wouldn't it?
What's that?
It's not a good
fault. No, we love you. We love you, mate. Away you go.
Go away. No, don't go away. I don't mean go away. I mean go, Scotty. Yeah, go. Away you go. That's what I meant.
Question with the Sauna News. Isn't that the system in place in the VFL with the ball tracker?
Yeah, it is. They're trialling it.
So wouldn't this eliminate... when the soil review happens, wouldn't it eliminate all those crap that happens with the soil reviews? Wouldn't the ball tracker help that decision at the end of it?
Yeah, well, it depends how accurate it is, I guess. So
that's what they're still trialling, yeah.
They're trialling that out at the moment, Scotty. But don't go away. Stay with us. A lot of good messages. Dry as a chipmunk on Friday. I wouldn't have said that.
Gary.
Wisp.
Clearly, there's people out there that would like a lot more of your little show-style analysis on our program between Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah. So rather than go and introduce a new segment called Nerd Gary.
Yeah,
I think we just get Gary Football on.
No, we won't be changing what we do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I can promise you that. And Hutchie might come in and say, you're off, and that's fine. We'll be off.
We accept the umpire's decision.
And if they just tap us on the shoulder, then we'll be out that quick. it'll be spinning.
Quick sticks.
Did you have one more?
I haven't had one yet, have I?
No, you've had one at all.
Sam Mitchell, did he mean bring mouthguards to training? You said that not everybody has a mouthguard, but did he want everybody to bring mouthguards to training after that performance at the weekend?
He was pretty peed off, there's no question about that. But he'd have to be careful because, in the end, the Tigers have only got 28 fit players. I bet you Adam Uzo's not saying bringing mouthguards to training. But he did say if we lose one in the process...
That's a sign of frustration, that is.
For sure, 100% it was. So there's a big game this weekend, the Hawks and the Kangaroos. We might give some Friday night and Friday style analysis to that tomorrow.
I'm going to preview Thursday night's game when we come back.
All right, that's coming up next.